Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1629. Video Games Aren't to Blame by Jenny Lee of HelloBrio.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our parenting leg of the week here on Optimal Relationships Daily with me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Great to have you here once again, parents. Though I do hope that we have non-parents here today as well, because I really think that the overarching theme in this article is going to speak to everyone. We're going to be hearing a post from HelloBrio.com, who we haven't shared from a whole lot just yet anyway. So get excited for this fresh perspective as we optimize your life. Video Games Aren't to Blame by Jenny Lee of HelloBrio.com. It's Sunday. The boys disappeared a while ago. It turns out they've been entertaining each other for hours. We just noticed. Today is the first day in 3.5 years that we caught a break without sending them off to the paid village of childcare land. Is this a new chapter for us? So, the boys are in the basement, playing together. Well, they're playing Minecraft together, not the most widely approved parenting tactic out there. We're doing our best. The TV is in the basement by design. In our first house, we put our sole TV in the finished basement, hoping the hordes of visiting cousins would hang out downstairs, leaving the adults on the main level to talk about adult things without interruption or the risk of poisoning tiny ears. In most adult conversations, though, we end up talking about our kids. Anyway, we created the same TV arrangement in our current house. Moving into a much smaller house with an unfinished basement, we prioritized finishing it above our Pepto-Bismol pink bathrooms and Formica countertops, because adult conversations. After a 2-week contractor project that stretched into 3 months of terribleness, it was done. The guiding light through the excruciating process was being able to banish the kids to a comfortable room with clean, freshly painted drywall and dimmable lighting, after all. So, today, the boys are down there. Chortles of laughter float up the stairs. I hear gentle guidance from Beans to Ziggy on which buttons to mash in order to kill the zombies. Some talk about butts and farts, more unbridled guffaws. Every parent will face this day. The first day that the kids entertain themselves for a few uninterrupted hours. Parents facing this day blink into the quiet abyss, exchanging confused blinks with one another. And then those parents will return to their doom scrolling, lest the magical moment ends in a flash. This is the first time that we get a break. Newborns are hazards to their own health and can't feed themselves or even sit up straight. They need us for survival. Toddlers' life energy comes to a peak, and it shoots out of their eyes and greasy little fingers every waking minute of every day. They demand attention at every moment. Pre-K power forces you under their intelligent tests of control. Before you know it, you're wiping your 3-year-old's butt because he swears he can't do it by himself, even though he has done it 12 times this past week. But as soon as the smallest hits pre-K, he's more independent than ever before, the older one even more so. Freedom Day. It first happened to us on a Saturday. This game of let's see how long the kids entertain themselves then rolled into Sunday. In my mind, I shoot 10 years into the future. They're teenagers, but they're zombies. They're zombies because I left them to fend for themselves for a decade with a Nintendo Switch and a Wi-Fi connection and frozen pizza from Trader Joe's. At least it's organic. I approach their adult-sized bodies in a slow-motion haze, the backs of their hoodies wrapped around their heads, a dreamlike fog emanating from the glowing rectangles in the basement. I'm just about to see what must be their black, vacant eyes of teenhood. Then, suddenly, I'm zapped back to midday Sunday. The little one stands in the doorway with his sparkly eyes and alarmingly charismatic smile, taking in the scene of his seated and quiet parents as the video game dopamine clears from his head. Beans emerges too. It's feeding time. We choose yet another frozen pizza, making a mental note to offer them healthier options next week. As the boys give in to their human needs of food and water, we realize that all they really want is us. In nurturing them back from robot children to human children, with eye-to-eye communication and interaction, they seek more tickles and wrestling matches and hugs. All the hugs. This weekend showed me that this is a new chapter. The days of them being relentless forces of noise, pollution, and snack demands are disappearing. In this new chapter, we need to lean into them, before they turn into zombie robot teenagers. I'll show up as a good parent this week. I'll offer them trips to the free library, a beach trip on their day off, play dates, museum visits, undistracted playtime, and infinite hugs. You just listened to the post titled, "Video Games Aren't to Blame," by Jenny Lee of HelloBrio.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
And thanks so much to Jenny for this post today. The post that, for me, offers a lesson that we can all apply in our own ways, parents or not. And that lesson is to remember that there are always easier times to look back on. Our children start to entertain themselves, and, you know, we remember how joyous it was when they were toddlers or infants. But in looking ahead and imagining that abyss that very well may be their teenage years, we can appreciate the ease of now, the simplicity of now, and the fact that in many ways, we're living in the good old days. And anyone can check in on this during any phase of life. That's the really beautiful part. While some parts of life, you know, get less complex with time, and some phases go back and forth between easier and more difficult, the thing is there are almost always parts of right now that we will really miss. And with how quickly changes happen for parents, it's great to be acutely aware of this when it comes to your children. So, reflect on that, everyone. It's time to get going for now, though. Thank you so much for stopping in today. And if you did like this post, then be sure to come on back tomorrow for another one that is focused on parenting. And that will be coming from Nourishing Minimalism. Hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.